Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
This is Absolute Radio Country. I'm Ben Earl, and my guest today is a country superstar who's had, well, over 20 number one singles on country radio. He's won too many awards for me to get into now. We haven't got long enough. I'm genuinely so excited to chat to you. Welcome to Absolute Radio Country, Mr. Tyler Hubbard.
What's up, Ben? Thank you, man. I appreciate your time and your awesome intro. Thanks for chatting with me.
We did brush past each other once at Country to Country backstage, but actually to sit down and chat to you, I'm so excited about.
Thank you.
Your new album's been out for a couple of days, Strong. I want to chat about it in a minute, but first I want to ask you, you've had so much success, obviously, in Florida Georgia Line. What was it like when you released your debut album last year, seeing your name, Tyler Hubbard, solo on a record? How did that feel?
It felt good, man. You know, it was one of those kind of unexpected turns in my career. But honestly, that's kind of what life does at times, you know? And it was really, once I dove in and decided I'm going to do this thing and put out my first album, it was really exciting and really life-giving. And the reception from the fans and the support from them just really filled me up, you know what I mean? And gave me all the momentum and energy I needed. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, there's been a lot of emotion around it. There's definitely the unknown, and doing anything new can kind of be scary at times. But man, I felt so loved by the fans and have a great team here in Nashville that really supports me well and kind of gave me the courage to chase after it. So it's been a really fun journey, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
That's amazing, man. Did you have a lot of songs sort of ready to go that you wanted to record but never worked for Florida Georgia Line, or did you just jump in all new?
No, I mean, like I said, this was all very unexpected for me. And so once I kind of felt like I was going to go in that direction, you know, I just sort of started writing from a little bit different perspective, you know, and really trying to figure out what I wanted to say and how I could introduce myself to the fans as an individual, you know, and kind of connect with them on a little more personal level. So it's, that was nice, you know, especially after being in a band for 10 years and having that dynamic, which was also incredible. And those are years I'll, you know, never take back. And it was incredible. But at the same time, it was nice to get to this point and to kind of hit the refresh button, if you will, you know, and connect with the fans in a different way. So it felt really good.
I love that. I mean, I'd love the lead single from the new album, Back Then, Right Now. And you talk about sort of finding your own voice of who you are. And I noticed a lot of the songs on the record are quite nostalgic and quite reflective. Are you kind of in that point in your life now, would you say?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a dad. I got three kids that are 3, 4, and 6, you know, and incredible wife. And I've gotten a little older and I'm just sort of sitting back, and it's fun to reflect on life, man. Life is so crazy, and life can be so beautiful and, you know, so ugly at times as well. But also, you know, it's just, it's a journey, and it's really fun to share my journey and to kind of relive some of those memories and also look forward to the future and look forward to what's ahead. So yeah, songs like Back Then, Right Now, they definitely are nostalgic, and it's kind of like a walk down memory lane, if you will, for me. And it's just a lot of fun. So I love how music can literally take you places, you know, in your mind. And so that kind of, this song kind of does that for me.
It's funny because I've got three kids as well, similar ages to yours, and I know what you mean. It's funny how difficult it can be, but how magical. And I think, like, the song, like, is it 73 Beatle on the record?
Yeah.
I mean, I think when you enter that stage in your life, those songs, they come to you, don't they? They sort of change your perspective on life, I think, having kids.
Totally, 100%, you know? And it's, a lot of times it takes me back to my childhood, you know? And I want to take the good, you know, the good things from my childhood and kind of redo it with my kids and take the things that I can learn from my childhood and try to do even better, you know? And yeah, it's just a fun, unique perspective that I'm really grateful to have, you know? And they're the most important thing, you know, when I get to come home to those kids, it makes it all worth it. So it's, they definitely inspire me and motivate me, and they keep the creative juices flowing. So it's nice.
Think they'll start their own band one day, the Hubbards?
Oh yeah. I bet they will, honestly. And at this point, it looks like we're going to have two drummers and a dancer. I don't know who's gonna play guitar or sing, but it's a lot of fun. The kids are really into music, and they just feel music. It's really fun. I mean, literally, my 3-year-old, all the time, he's playing air drums and just, like, having a good time. And it's a lot of fun. So I'm excited to see where that goes.
I love it. So the latest single is Turn. Firstly, I saw a really funny Instagram video of you saying just one more time. You're doing the vocals over and over and over. Are you quite a perfectionist in the studio?
I am, yeah. I'm sort of a perfectionist in general in life, you know, and I've had to let that go a little bit when you have kids. Kids aren't perfectionists for sure, so it's been helpful for me to kind of let that go a little bit. But when it comes to my art, my craft, I want to try to perfect it, you know, and I'm pretty picky in the studio. And yeah, I've also been trained by Joey Moy. You know, my first four albums of my career was with Joey Moy, and he's an incredible producer. But he kind of puts you through artist boot camp, you know, when it comes to singing. And, you know, it's just really repetitive and it's a long process. So I kind of was brought up and trained in that way to kind of, you know, give it all you got multiple times. And sometimes it takes the 25th take to really get the sauce, you know, to get the emotion or to get the perfect, you know, the perfect take. So it's fun, it's challenging, but I do love the process.
What do you think your record is for most number of takes in a vocal?
Oh, I tell you what, it's a lot less nowadays than it used to be. I used to sing songs probably 100 times in the studio.
Literally.
Back in the day. Yeah, oh yeah. But it's a little less. I feel like I've grown as an artist or a singer, and it's allowed me not to wear myself out quite as much in the studio. And now I also have an incredible producer, Jordan Smith, who really empowers me and encourages me and tells me, no, I think we're good, bro. I think we got what we need. So I'm like, all right, I'll let it go.
Man, 100 takes, wow. So tell us the story behind the single Turn. I love it personally, but what's the whole story behind the song?
I mean, it's kind of just a fun lifestyle song, you know, it's reflective a bit, and it's a bit nostalgic for me too, you know, growing up in a small town and also falling in love with my wife and how that kind of, you know, shifts everything and keeps the world spinning a bit, you know, and my friend Josh Miller, who I wrote that with, and Casey Brown were just really impactful in writing this song. And Josh Miller brought the idea in, and I just knew, I felt like this is a great concept. He already had some of the chorus done, and I was like, yeah, this is really cool. Let's dive in on this and see where it goes. So again, like I said, super grateful to have incredible songwriters around me, to live in Nashville and have that kind of community is just amazing, because songs and ideas like Turn get brought to me, and I get to help finish them, and it's just it's a gift.
That's so great, man, because I think what I love about the record as well is it works as a record, like a whole album. Like, there are so many sort of songs floating about, but I think the fact you've got that community, you can really hear that in the record, definitely.
Thanks, man.
You've collaborated with so many huge names. I mean, Bebe Rexha, Morgan Wallen, Luke Bryan, there's so many other people. Who's on your hit list? Who's next?
If I could go in the studio with one guy next week, it would probably be Jack Harlow, to be honest.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
I think that could be fun. I love his music. He seems like a cool dude. I don't know him personally, but I hope to one day, and I'm a big fan of what he does.
I think we need more sort of rap, hip-hop, and country collaborations, I think. That'd be amazing. I think
so, too.
That might break the internet, though, so be careful.
Let's go.
I'd love to ask you about Beyoncé as well, obviously, you know, making moves in country. I mean, country is they're very passionate fans. I've heard so many, I spend a lot of time in Nashville. People tell me what country is, what it isn't. How do you feel about Beyoncé moving into country?
You know, I think it's pretty cool. You know, I think it's going to only grow our genre. And I don't know. I feel like it kind of affirms what we're doing in country music. You know, if people like Beyoncé and Post Malone and you name it, a lot of people are wanting to make country records right now. It almost feels like country is pop, you know, and it's cool. I'm honored to be a part of the genre, to have a spot on country radio. You know, it really means a lot, because there's a lot of artists that are trying to do their thing and get on radio and have that position. So I'm really grateful, and, you know, it never gets old hearing my songs on the radio. And especially if an incredible icon, legend like Beyoncé's being played before or after me, it's just like, wow, we're in the same company as Beyoncé now. Like, that's pretty wild. So it's cool. I'm excited, and I'm excited to see what happens and where it goes. And hopefully she's an artist that I'd also love to get in the studio with and kind of blend our worlds at some point, if you will. I think that could be pretty fun.
That'd be so cool. As you said, you're in quite reflective mode right now. I really want to ask you about the Grand Ole Opry. I've had the pleasure of playing it myself. Effectively made two debuts in a way, I guess. Once in 2012 and once as a solo artist. How did it feel the very first time, if you can remember it? And was it different going as a solo artist?
Yeah, it was very surreal both times. You know, the first time as Florida Georgia Line, it was just amazing. And one of those things, like, wow, we're on the Grand Ole Opry stage. This is incredible. It felt the same way the second time, only because it was, again, it's fairly unexpected, and just kind of getting to relive a lot of those memories that I, you know, lived 10 years prior to that. And getting to redo it was even that much more special, because now I got a different perspective and even like where I'm at in life. Back then, it was really, everything was moving so fast and everything was blowing up. And it was, you know, things like that at times. I don't even know if we understood the magnitude of what was happening. You know what I'm saying? But now getting to redo it, I feel like I understand and I got a better grasp on the gift of getting to do what I do is, and you know, getting to be a part of the Grand Ole Opry in any capacity is just really, really cool and surreal. And it's an honor.
That's amazing, man. Yeah, I mean, it's a really special place. If you haven't been, anyone listening, it's hallowed ground. It's absolutely incredible. Well, obviously, you've been in the industry for as doing what you're doing for like 10 years at the top end of it. Seeing people like Bailey Zimmerman come through and new artists, how do you feel about the state of country and what it's like to be a new artist breaking through now? Do you think it's harder? Is it easier? What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's harder. There's a lot of noise out there, and there's a whole lot of artists that I've, you know, I go listen to New Music Friday at times, and it's unfortunately, I don't even recognize 3/4 of the artists out there. So it's actually exciting and fun, but it's also, as a new artist, it'd be challenging. It's challenging to break through, to find your place, to set yourself apart, to create your own lane. But I also love it because country is probably more dynamic than ever and diverse. And it's almost like, you know, you almost have 3 or 4 subgenres within country. And so that makes it really fun because it's not just one way to do country music anymore. And I think guys like Bailey and Hardy and Beyonce, I mean, we can talk about all those and the same conversation is pretty wild. So there's kind of, like I said, it's bringing a lot of people to the genre. A lot of people that maybe didn't like country before, had never spent time listening to country. Maybe they love rock music and they heard Hardy and now they're listening to country music or Bailey Zimmerman. And it's cool to see young kids coming up and doing what they're doing, creating their own lane, their own voice, and, you know, watching them navigate the music industry and kind of being, you know, have been there before. My heart also goes out to a lot of these artists and I just, you know, I wish the best for them. And I'm like, I almost feel like an older brother at times, for better or worse. I'm like hitting them up like, hey, bro, if you know, call me when you need somebody, because you will need somebody. And I'd love to be that brother for you. So it's been fun, you know, because I've had guys like that when I was coming up to really pour into me and help kind of guide me and direct me and, you know, give me that advice and that mentorship that got me where I'm at. So, at this point, it gives me a lot of joy to kind of give back when and where I can.
Man, I love that. That's so great. Your country is so supportive. And the fact you're doing that, you know, I've been doing it for 10 years as well. And yeah, it's weird. It's kind of weird also when people say, oh, I listened to you, you know, 10 years ago and you're an inspiration. I find that kind of weird, that older brother thing, but I totally get what you mean by it completely.
At times, I definitely feel like the old man. I'm like, hold on. Like, you didn't listen to me when you were 16. You know, a lot of these kids are like, bro, I was in like middle school and you put your, you know, crews out and all this. I'm just like, well, thank you for saying that. And I'm glad that it impacted you, but let's not talk about how young you were when that came out.
It's always those moments when I find a gray hair in my beard in the mirror. I'm like, oh.
Exactly. They're like coming in as we speak.
Yeah. Tyler, thank you so much.
Appreciate you chatting. See you soon.
See you soon. Thanks, Tyler.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters. And we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.